Honey, I'm home.
Alpine plastic surgery. So good to come home to.
Jay's science class.
It's alive!
Science changing the world.
Frankenstein!
Or at least changing your day on KSL News Radio.
Hello there, welcome back into the JMAC News Show. It is JMAC Science Class, and it is Earth Day, so I feel like those two fit very well together. Luke Anjewellman joins us from the Leonardo. Luke, I'm a big fan of the Earth. I have a lot of friends who live on the Earth, you know, so I feel like I understand the Earth a little bit.
Yeah, me too. It's a pretty cool place to be.
Yeah, it is, and I had this discussion with my listeners at the top of the show, and maybe you can shed some light on this. Oh, and by the way, we have a lot of Earth Day music, too. So
if you just want to
play
music.
Earth Day music, we can play that as well. That I don't understand why it has become a partisan issue. That, to me, we get caught up in these larger debates about, is it caused by this or isn't it? Or should we have socialism or not socialism, right? When the truth is, we have lots of forms of socialism, and any debates or discussion we should have is about the new suggested thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And should we have it or not? No, but we like to get in these big kind of high level, all socialism, no socialism, all this, all that, when that's not ever the reality. So it's we're pro-Earth and pro-environment, or we're against it, or we're in favor of man-made climate change, or we're against it. To me, all of that is distraction. And I don't know why it's political. Because I think there are things that we could all agree on, pretty simply. I want to see if you agree on these, okay?
So I would, I'm going to take a step back from all of that.
Okay.
And I would say that if you're going to dive into the science of it, you know, we're here on JMAC Science Class.
Yes.
If you're going to dive into the science of it, the scientific consensus is hands down, absolutely, climate change is a thing. Climate change is happening.
No doubt.
And it is happening at an accelerated rate, because there will be people out there who will say, well, yeah, climate change is happening. Climate change is natural. The climate has always changed.
They always bring up the Ice
Age. The Ice Age
happened.
What
they miss is
the
Ice Age happened over millions of years. We've covered the same ground that the Ice Age covered. We've covered it in 25 years.
Exactly.
That it took a million years before to cover.
Yeah.
And that's pretty interesting math, right? But for me, first of all, can we all agree that clean air is good?
Clean air is pretty great.
I like clean air.
I'm not a big fan of the inversion days.
Okay.
When we get those in here, I'm not a big fan of dirty air.
So is there
I don't
any,
think most people are.
Is there any political party that says we're pro dirty air? I don't think there is.
Yeah, it's I don't know if there's anybody that's saying that they're pro dirty air.
Okay.
But it's just what it comes down to, if we're going to dive into politics for a second on the science show, is that I think that you end up with different political parties that have different viewpoints on how to solve the problem.
Yes.
And specifically,
and that's
I think
okay.
It all comes down to money allocation to solve the problem.
And how the economies are affected by that, right?
Because
you could pass sweeping legislation and solve a lot of the clean air problems, but you'd also put a lot of industries out of work in the same day, right?
Sure.
So there has to be balance in that force. But I think clean air is the first one. The second one that I think we should all be able to agree on is clean renewable energy. And if you can't get on board because it's just cool to have clean renewable energy, I think it's also something we should have because we don't need to or shouldn't be reliant on other countries that don't have our best interests at heart for our energy, right?
We have a lot of great possibilities in this country to be making our own energy
with
renewables.
Yes.
And to be a leader on the world stage in that.
Yeah.
And we haven't been doing a lot of that,
and then
it's a little disappointing.
And so I don't understand why that would be, you know, all in or out partisan issue. And then the third one for me, I understand a little bit more. And that is just animal conservation and how when you see an entire species being wiped out and you do nothing, I don't understand why that would be a partisan issue. I don't understand why everybody would say, okay, we can debate how to go about it or how aggressively to go about it. I don't understand how we're debating whether or not we should do it at all.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially going back to science, how we learn that one species has, like I was watching, was I watching the other day about how in huge parts of the ocean, jellyfish have taken over.
Yeah.
And the reason
there is a massive imbalance in different oceanic ecosystems because of a temperature fluctuation that's going on.
Or because one particular type of fish has been overfished. Mm-hmm. That fish eats something that adversely affects the jellyfish. Then because that's gone, now the jellyfish are taking over because the jellyfish are taking over. So it doesn't even have to be air, just one animal and or one species and how it affects the entire how it affects the entire circle of life. I mean, these are things that, as you say, why are they political? I don't understand. I'll debate with you all day long about how aggressive we should be, right, in solving these problems.
I think what you're coming down to, if we want to get down to why is there a debate, why does this turn political, it does come down to how aggressive you have to be.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, the research that we have out there is telling us that we need to be incredibly aggressive in our efforts to fix what we have done to the Earth at this point. We are no longer in a state where we can just do damage control at this point. Like, even if we were to come up with a way to absolutely perfectly effectively combat climate change and the way in the emissions that we're producing, in the way that we are warming this Earth right now, if we could do that, we've still changed things. We have still changed a lot of aspects of the world. We're seeing, we've kept a little bit of a positive vibe so far, but I'm gonna dive into some of the things.
No, do it. I want to scare people a little bit on Earth Day.
This year we have intense amounts of flooding happening all over this country. And this is caused by warming. This is last year, NOAA released this map that had almost no regions that were, it had one region in southern South Dakota that was at high risk for flooding. There are 14 different states that have at least one region that are at high risk for flooding. That means the entire region has to be evacuated. They are, you know, these are people who are going to lose their homes, who are going to be an absolute financial wreck because of these events that are happening, because of this flooding that is taking hold. And flooding leads to spread of disease.
Yes.
There's all of this new research that's showing us that as we have these increasing water levels that are very well documented, you have more hospitable environments with more flooding. You have more hospitable environments for mosquitoes, which are a major carrier of disease. They're also yucky. Like, one of my favorite things about living in Salt Lake is that we don't have mosquitoes. If we get more flooding and we have mosquitoes here, no thanks, Jay.
You're out. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
I don't want mosquitoes.
To get rid of Luke Gunjuma. Right? I saw some satellite imagery of just the coast of Louisiana from just the melting ice.
Yeah.
And how that has affected just that coast, and how there's actually a city that is still there on the map, and there's a few people that are living still in their homes because they kept raising their homes and raising them, but they're now boating where they were driving, right?
Yeah.
And they're determined to stay in their city, but it's now
a changed landscape.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. Yeah. On that note, in Louisiana, $14 billion were sunk into the levees after they broke with Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
At the rate of climate change that we are currently moving at, two more years from now, what is it? It's 2019, 2021 or 2022, I believe it was. They're going to be useless.
Those levees
they're
going
to have to redo them again.
And so these are a lot of the real problems. So we can dive into, you know, these kind of higher level debates about who's causing it or what, or can we start to embrace the realities? Another thing I saw about all of the ice that is now disappearing from the earth is the discovery that ice isn't just there. It's not just holding fresh water, which it is the largest holder of fresh water
Absolutely.
On the earth.
Yeah.
It's also reflecting the rays from the sun back right. off of the earth,
yeah.
which is keeping our earth at manageable temperatures. If those major levels of ice sheets disappear, that in itself is going to start cooking us.
That's going to warm the temperature of the core of the earth.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. Absolutely. So Yeah, climate change, I mean, at the end of the day, when you want to get into the policy of how do we address it, I think one of the reasons that we have such a debate on how to address climate change is because the science is scary.
Yes.
The science is saying we need to move quickly and we need to move in some really, really drastic steps.
I don't feel that we are at all moving, at least in our country, in the right direction. In fact, I believe that our president has decided to ignore all of it.
Quite vocally.
And he's doing so in favor of jobs, which I jobs are important, and economies. So he's decided that jobs and economy are more important than the earth in a lot of ways.
At the end of the day, though, that's short term.
Well, but and not only is it short term, and I'll add debt to that from all of our, what are we leaving our kids, right? What are we leaving our kids and
their
kids? Yeah. And we're basically saying, so you can have an economy today, so you can have jobs today, or so you can have these government benefits today. We're asking our kids who haven't even been born yet to shoulder the burden of that. Yeah. I think it's very short-sighted.
And I think that a lot of us don't even quite appreciate the magnitude of what that burden holds.
I totally agree. Luke Ganji-Wellman, thank you for joining us. We're over time, as usual.
As always.
We always dive into our science discussions. Get over to the Leonardo. Lots of great exhibits right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got Jackie Chan with his Green Hero on this subject, repurposing old material that would have been thrown away from his movie sets and turning it into amazing art. We have that through the end of July, at least at this point. So come check it out. We won't be there for too much longer.
All right. And check it out at theleonardo.org.
Awesome.
Right?
Thank you.
J-Mac.
This is Dave Cawley, the journalist behind The Cold Podcast. I'm hosting a special live show about the Susan Powell investigation at the Eccles Theater in Salt Lake City at 8 p.m. on May 16th. I'm really excited to share the story about how Cold came to be, to introduce you to some special guests, and to take your questions live on stage. We've also just added a special dress rehearsal preview performance at 4 p.m. that same day. Tickets are still available at liveattheeccles.com, and a portion of all proceeds will benefit the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition. Thank you so much for your support.
What if there was a loan that actually paid you? That's what you get with an auto loan at Granite Credit Union. Right now, Granite Credit Union is giving you a 1% cash bonus on your auto loan. Why? Because at Granite Credit Union, we're with you every step, and you deserve a bonus. Learn more at granite.org. What if there was a loan that actually paid you? That's what you get with an auto loan at Granite Credit Union. Right now, Granite Credit Union is giving you a 1% cash bonus on your auto loan. Why? Because at Granite Credit Union, we're with you every step, and you deserve a bonus. Learn more at granite.org.